boss kept you late at work? Needed that afternoon nap? Happy hour started a little early? If anyone gets it, it's these two. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor, a Z102.9 podcast.
If you're the older sibling, I think you're about to be able to relate so hard to this, because if you're the older sibling, you notice that your younger siblings got a better allowance than you did. They got longer curfew. They got to date sooner. It just, like, it wasn't even fair.
Yeah.
You as the older sibling, you had it harder. It's not even fair. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Well, we, Those Girls Incorporated, we could relate to you older siblings, even though we're not the older siblings in our household.
No.
But we can relate on, like, a career level, because we feel like the older siblings, because we chose the wrong career.
Well,
maybe not that, but, like, everybody else gets to leave work early. Like, I was talking to neighbor man. He's like, yeah, I'm leaving work early. Mm-hmm. They're predicting bad roads, so we're just going to leave work early.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to another coworker, and she was like, yeah, I don't got to work my second job because we're closed, because they think there's going to be bad roads.
Yeah.
I'm seeing people post on Facebook. They're like, yep, I'm not working today because they're predicting bad roads. We do the opposite here. We're the big sisters.
We're here to let you know.
Yeah. We don't get to leave early. We have to stay.
It does. It makes me kind of miss like being in school, which is rare for me, because you know that feeling when you found out you were getting out 2 hours early.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and now I'm sure all the kids are like, okay, when are we gonna get that 2 hour delay notification?
Uh-huh.
I'm ready for that. Oh, it's like Christmas morning. It really is.
We don't get that. In radio, they're like, actually, it's bad. You have to come in.
Yeah.
So you can let everyone know. It's fine. We love it. That's the whole reason why we chose this career, right? Is because we want to do this. We want to keep you informed. Mm-hmm. But then there are days where we're like, man, I could be on the couch watching Netflix.
Everybody's at home watching TV? What?
I want to do that.
Like, can we? We
no.
have TVs in here.
Oh. I guess we could do it, right? Half work, you know, keep you informed on the roads and the weather, and also
binge watch something on Netflix on the side.
Everybody needs a boss, like the boss that we have here at Z102.9.
Are you kissing up right now?
Also, can I get a raise?
By the way,
I'd like to get a raise. No, everybody needs a boss like we have here at Z102.9, Julie, because she stopped me from being bad today. No, I was not about to commit a crime. You look at it like I was going to commit a crime.
Well, I don't know what that means. Bad for you is a different type of bad.
No, I was not about to commit a crime. I walked in to the office today, and immediately sitting on the break room table, and I believe it's all because of producer Ben.
The donuts.
It was a big box of donuts. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you know what? It won't be that bad if I just cut a donut in half, and I just have half a donut.
Mm-hmm. They're free.
They're free, right? But as I'm starting to cut it, I hear somebody with heels walking down the aisle, like down the hallway. And I'm like, it's fine. They're not going to say anything, right? And comes around is Julie. And she's like, don't do it. Don't be bad. And I was like, you're right, Julie. I shouldn't. I'm on a diet. And she's like, then you shouldn't. Have this instead. And then she showed me that she had a hidden stash of pancakes in the freezer.
What?
And she gave me free pancakes, which was a better choice for me to have, because they were like high protein, low carb, low calorie donut or pancakes in the refrigerator. So she saved me from being bad.
How nice of her.
I know.
You do need that coworker that's like, you are stronger than the donut. However, I am not that coworker.
You're going to talk me into the donuts.
I'm going to talk you into it. I'm going to be like, what's one donut going to do?
See, I need you to not be my friend anymore.
I know. That's why, don't ask me. I purposely didn't even look at the donuts, because I was like, if I look, I'm going to have one.
See, you have to choose between whether or not you want to be friends with Taylor or you want to be friends with Julie in this world.
That's why I have no friends.
Here's what's hot and what's not.
Come on!
With Those Girls in the Afternoon.
Everybody's talking about
it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
This is the only time of year that I'm really interested in sports betting, because I don't understand the normal, like, game stuff, over under. There's so many words that my boyfriend Curly uses that I'm like, I don't know what that means. Mm-hmm. I have no idea. But with the Super Bowl, there are way more, like, fun and silly bets that you can place. Like, for instance, you can always bet on what color the Gatorade is going to be that's poured on the winning coach.
I don't know why I want to say blue or orange. Is that a color pick?
Yeah, it is. It's not the top.
Well, I guess I picked those because those are kind of the colors of the teams. Well, you got red and then blue.
The top, the best odds, I guess, again, forgive me for not knowing sports betting. The best odds are purple right now.
What?
I don't know.
Who be picking purple?
I don't like purple because it's normally grape. And personally, not a fan. No. But I guess it's not up to
this
me.
This is the one time I want to be a coach. I'd be opening my mouth. Pour it in, boys. Oh.
There's more reasons why you're not a coach. Some of the other ones that are specific to this year, because you know it changes every year with the performers and all that stuff. The biggest one is, will Travis Kelce propose to Taylor Swift after the game?
No. I think she's already engaged.
More people are guessing no. I don't
think.
And
also, no.
They're not going to do that. People are betting on whether or not Kendrick Lamar is going to mention Drake, because obviously there's long-time running beef between those two. There's diss tracks back and forth, and not a lot of people think that he will. Not by name, I should say. He's not going to shout him out by name. And some people are even betting, is Drake going to drop a song on Sunday? That would be savage, honestly.
Genius. I'm betting on that one, actually.
I could see that happening, and I think that one, the odds were a little bit higher. You can bet on what the first celebrity cameo is, so who they pan to first that's not a player or a coach. Taylor Swift is a favorite that they'll show her
first. I was going to say Beyonce, but she's always late to everything, so I'm not going to say that.
How do you know what her schedule looks like?
Every award show, they're like, well, Beyonce's on her way. Beyonce's coming. I'm like, girl, can you be on time for something?
Says you. Seriously.
Not late to everything.
You are not Beyonce.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
Starting to realize a little bit why I was single for so long, to be quite honest with you, because I'm a little strange in the bedroom, but it's not what you think. Okay, get your head out of the gutter.
Explain then.
I sleep sometimes at the opposite end of the bed, and I don't know how anyone can deal with that.
Okay, so what do you mean? Like, you're sleeping at the bottom of the bed like a dog?
Well, not exactly. Sometimes what I like to do is where your feet would be, that's where my head is. And then where your head would be, my feet are that way.
So you're sleeping upside down.
I'm sleeping upside down. And I have to do this when I'm having a couple nights of not being able to sleep. I got to switch up my environment.
Mm.
And so the last couple nights, I just have it. Like, I'll be sitting there and I can't for the life of me fall asleep. So last night, I'm like, I got to switch up my environment. So I slept the opposite way. And most of the time, it can get me to pass out like a baby.
So strange.
But I don't know how anybody can deal with this. Because, like, if I had a partner who did that, I'd be like, this is... You're a freak. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So I don't know how Neighbor Man deals with it. Because at some point in the middle of the night, I do end up... like, my feet sometimes end up in his face.
No.
Like, I woke up in the middle of the night and I was like... Oh, crap, that's his nose. My toe's up his nose.
Divorce. That is calls for divorce. Because it sounds like you stay that way all night.
All night. I woke up that way.
No. Here's the thing. I will sometimes put my cold toes under my boyfriend Curly's legs.
Uh-huh.
And that drives him crazy. But if I put my feet in his face, I would give him full permission to push me off the bed. Because
I'm surprised
that is
he hasn't.
Sick and nasty.
I'm surprised he hasn't yet. Pushed me off the bed, because I would too. If he did that, that's disgusting.
He but you're it. Doing it.
I don't mean to, Taylor. I don't mean to put my toe up his nose.
I guess
it
that
just happens
kind of
in the middle of the night.
Replaces your foot fan that you normally...
Oh, I still have a foot fan down there. I got two fans. I got to have the one on my face and then one on my toes still.
And is the one on your toes, is the air blowing out of his nose because your foot's up his face? I would say one of Curly and my boyfriend's quirks is that he just loves a gadget. So sometimes I come home and I'm like, oh, what is this new gadget that you bought? I was not expecting last night to be driving down our street and see him wearing a headlamp. A headlamp. Let me just say it one more time. He was wearing a headlamp. Okay. So he likes to run outside, and by the time he gets off, especially this time of year, it's dark outside, which I already don't really like. I don't like thinking about him running on the road or on the sidewalk
Things
in the dark.
Can happen.
Yeah, it freaks me out. And he has like the reflective gear and
so
stuff.
So he does have precautions, I guess.
Yeah, he's doing the right things. And he's careful, but I just don't like thinking about it because it freaks me out. But he had let me know last night before I left here for the night. And he's like, hey, I'm going to go on a run. I'll see you when you get home. And I'm like, okay, sounds good. I pull down our street and I see someone running and I'm like, okay, that's got to be Curly because who else is running when it's 14 degrees outside? Crazy. And I slow down because I know it's him and I know I'm not being creepy. And I see him look at me with a headlamp on. Okay. He's got like, he's bundled up. He has his like ski mask type thing and he's got his hood up. And then he has this like headlamp strapped around his forehead that's shining down. So then I pull into the garage and he's not far behind me because he runs quick. I'm like, what do we do? What do we got going on here? What is this little headlamp? He's like, oh, I had my brother pick it up for me because it's really nice in the areas that there's not a lot of streetlights that I can see where I'm going. I can see the terrain below me. I was like, oh, you look like the piranha in Finding Nemo to me. How sweet. But I guess it also makes me feel better because it makes him more visible. But it is goofy. I will tell you that.
Did you get a picture of it?
Shoot.
That's what I would have done. I would have immediately got a picture of it.
That is the one
Anytime
thing I forgot.
Anytime your partner looks slightly a little bit dorky, always got to get a photo of it, just in case.
Well, next time, I will make sure I do that. I wouldn't say you're a backseat driver or a passenger seat driver, Destiny, but I did notice something about you earlier today, which is that you're like a backseat cook in the kitchen. Maybe, because you've said before that you're not really in charge of like making dinner at home.
No.
That's neighbor man's job. He is the cook of the house.
Mm-hmm.
However, I did witness you berating this man over text message. Make sure you get something to go with the chicken. And I'm like, whoa. Since when were you in charge? You're micromanaging this man in the kitchen.
Okay. And I mean this with the most respect.
Mm-hmm, of always.
Right before you dig them, right? You always say, no disrespect.
Yeah.
And then you dig the person, right? I mean this with the most respect. Sometimes that man needs a little bit of babysitting.
Okay.
And I only say that because I told the man that we should have the chicken. We have like raw chicken. We have in the refrigerator.
Needs to be made.
We should have that Monday night. I said, hey, when he had Monday off, all we need is a vegetable. You just need to go to the store and get a vegetable. I said that Monday before I left for work.
He forgot and then went and got us poke bowl for dinner.
Now, am I complaining?
No.
No,
never.
Because that was free poke bowl for dinner. But I was like, what happened to making the chicken?
Oh, I forgot we had chicken.
Now, I could hope to God he'd forget again and I get free poke bowl again tonight. Mm-hmm. That would be awesome, but we really need to eat the chicken.
Got so, it.
Yeah, I kind of needed to babysit him a little bit.
So he is the cook and you are the kitchen manager then. Okay. Just wanted to...
Kitchen manager slash mom.
Well, okay, you said it, not me.
It's time for a Taylor window update with those girls on the afternoon on Z102.9.
It's like the waiting game right now.
Mm-hmm.
We all know it's coming. But when's it going to show up?
The ice will be with you momentarily. Please stay on the line. And an ice, like the ice storm, will be with you soon.
Representative from Mother Nature. We'll be on the line soon.
Would you actually want to talk to the ice storm? Probably not.
Honestly, I would, because this is the worst part about Midwest winter, right?
Where the ice?
No, the waiting.
Oh.
Where you know it's coming. Something's brewing, right? We all are expecting slick roads and blah, blah, blah. Boo, we hate it. But now it's like, when we walked in here today at 3:00 and you're like, well, I don't see anything out there yet. When's it going to happen?
I don't know.
The
National Weather Service that we look at our weather for said before 4. Now.
It's 4:03 and I see no precipitation.
They say snow and freezing rain likely.
Yeah.
So snow and freezing rain is likely. So you may get to speak to snow and freezing rain representative.
Momentarily.
But there is 6,000 people at
I hate when they say that.
You are number 7,402.
I'm like, why do I bother even saying on the line?
We appreciate your patience.
And then you know what happens is they say,
only two people ahead of you. And then boop, 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 boop.
It hangs up on you. And I'm like, I waited 7,000 people for you to hang up on me. I'm not doing it again. You're not getting any money out of me. I'm not paying my bill. Sorry.
We struck a chord. There it is.
Can you tell this has happened to me way too many times?
Maybe once or twice.
So anyways, well, I don't know if the ice is coming or not.
We'll see.
You ever have that moment where you're like, I have no idea why another human would ever want to marry me, love me for the rest of their entire life, right? I am a lot.
I think this most mornings.
Yeah. Same. Period. Well, I thought this morning, last night, because honestly, I am a lot to handle. Who I am as a person, it's a lot. And I just am like, how on earth does neighbor band find this attractive, wants to continue to date this? I don't understand it. But last night, I cried for the stupidest reason ever. And I just don't know how he wants to continue dating me.
Why were you crying?
It's so stupid. Okay. So we're in the process of like looking at houses, right? Casually.
Yeah.
Right? Nothing too serious. You know, if we see an open house, skirt, we'll stop and we'll check it out.
Yeah.
And if we see a house on Zillow, we'll call the person and we'll check it out. But it's nothing like super serious. We're not like normal people. Like if they're looking for a house, they're like, we got to find one tomorrow.
Yeah.
We need to move. That's not who, like if... You know, the goal is a whole year.
You're practicing.
Right, we're practicing. However, last night he says, well, I'm getting off work early tomorrow, so I think I'm going to stop by the bank and figure out how much I could be approved of for a loan for a house.
Oh, God.
And I started crying for that reason.
Be like happy tears or
sad tears because I wanted to be a part of that.
Oh,
because I was like, I want us to do this together. I want to be a part of, I want to be there with you when you go and see how much of a loan you get approved for. Cause I feel like this is an us journey.
Oh, okay.
He's like, honey, it's not that serious. I'm not trying to get approved. Just seeing it's not that serious. Mm-hmm. But I started crying because I really, really, really wanted it to be us together. Wow. And then today I texted him and I had asked him if he went to the bank because I thought he came home a little earlier than he should have for going to the bank. And he goes, no. And I said, why not? And he said, we can find a day to do it together. Oh,
God.
I think I made him feel bad because I cried so much.
Well, and here's the thing. Neighbor man, I'm speaking to you directly as I like to do sometimes. Bad choice because you know what? She's going to cry at the bank because if there's anything I know about... Looking at finances, that makes me cry, and I'm not even sensitive.
You're right. I am totally going to cry at the bank because I'm not going to understand a single word. They're going to use big words. Mm-hmm. Big, big words. I'm not going to understand a single thing. I'm going to get very emotional about that, and then I'm going to get emotional about I don't know, who knows what, and then I'm just going to cry because it sounds expensive. You're telling me we got 30 years to pay off a mortgage?
Oh, yeah. There is nothing sadder than a mortgage.
Here's what's hot and what's not. Come on. With those girls in the afternoon. Everybody's talking about it. It's Trending with Taylor on Z102.9.
I stumbled on a TikTok trend earlier that had me howling. It is so funny to me. Basically, it started as people saying, describe your ex as a clothing brand. So people, I mean, it's gone outside of clothing brands now, and they give a little reason why that brand name makes sense for them. So I really just kind of want to share the artistry of some of these comments because, my God, if I could be this funny. Somebody said, Tommy Hilfiger, because he'll figure a way out to lie about anything.
Oh, my God.
Ross, because I settled for less. Yeah.
That's genius.
Uh-huh. H&M, because he was trying to be hers and mine's. So, yikes. Somebody said, Gerber, because he's still a mama's boy.
Oh, my God.
Temu. The product is not as pictured. Forever 21, because he refuses to grow up. IKEA, complicated instructions, a lot of work, and missing pieces. TJ Maxx, paid the max, got the minimum. I like this one. This one's good. Kmart, no longer around.
God.
Or how about this? UGG, like the boots, because UGG is what I was thinking the entire time. Dollar General, because he never had a dollar in general.
Oh my God.
And the last one that I have, which is just the icing on the cake. Nike, constantly just doing it with someone else.
What the?
And with that, I say,
some of these people are too funny.
So if you want to think of a brand for your ex, head over to TikTok.
It's Those Girls in the Afternoon and Trending with Taylor. Z102.9.
I have been dreading turning 30 for what, a year and a half now. I've been talking about it on the radio. I'm like, I don't want to do it. I don't want to turn 30.
Unfortunately, that's how life goes.
And I have been slapped across the face with one of the worst side effects that I think no one really talks about when you turn 30.
Which is?
You get so freaking tired.
Mm.
I can't help being so tired. I don't know what is going on, but I noticed it like 2.5 weeks ago. I don't know if it's getting into like prepping me into my 30s or what.
Oh, jeez.
Are you telling this? Stop it.
Yeah, I am.
But then it is really hitting me this week. I can't even, the last couple of days, I haven't been able to get up for the gym. I've been so freaking tired. I cannot get up at all. I'm so tired right now. I'm honestly shocked. I'm not just snoozing on the radio. Oh. You're not listening just to those snoring girls in the afternoon. Well, it'd be that snoring girl in the afternoon. Well, you're at least awake.
I mean,
because you're young, hip, and cool, and in your 20s.
Yes, I am. I mean, it could be your 30s. I don't know. Haven't turned it yet. Couldn't speak to that. I will say that I'm right there with you. I think it's the seasonal slump, seasonal depression everybody's feeling. You're like, ugh. I have nothing to look forward to.
I'm
going to
go with it because I'm in my 30s
Yeah,
now.
You know go what? Ahead.
I'm going to use it as my excuse of why I hate being in my 30s.
Well, you're not special because everybody feels like it right now. We're all sad and tired and cold. But I have been with you. And it's funny because I feel like me and you are opposite on our like gym motivation schedules. You'll be talking about
yes.
like, oh, I've been going every day this week and it's been really good. And I'm like, I haven't gone in 7 days. Like, I can't get up in the morning. And then right now you're tired and I've been pretty good this
week.
Yeah,
you're right. We totally are the opposite because you're 100% right. You must be very active right now.
I have been pretty
look at you.
Good this week.
Way to brag.
I didn't go yesterday. Like I told you, I did yoga with my cat. But I really wanted to go this morning because I always feel better after I do it. So I was like, okay, I'm going to wake up and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to go do it. So my alarm goes off this morning. My boyfriend Curly's waking up for work at the same time. And I'm like, oh, here we are again. Do I do it or do I not? So I sit up and I look at him and I just said, I can do it. I can do it. And he looked at me and he goes, you can do it. You totally can do it.
Does he even know what you're talking about?
Oh, he knew exactly what I was talking about. Because it's every night that I don't go to the gym. I'm like, well, I really should have gone this morning. And he's like, oh, you'll do it tomorrow. He's very encouraging. So I just immediately turned to him this morning and I said, I can do it. And I'm going to do it. And he just cheered me on. Yes, you can do it. Yeah, totally. It's going to be fine. It's going to be great. You're going to feel good after you did it. You can do it. And then I actually got up off my butt and got to the gym. So I feel like I need to do this every day and maybe get like a little pep talk from him to make me productive.
I mean that in the most respectful way. Maybe it's because I'm 30 and now I'm cranky. And maybe when you're in your 30s, you become cranky. I don't
Perhaps.
Know. But if you said that to me, I would smack you or something. I'd be like, I'm not doing it. I'm sorry. I can't do
he
it.
He didn't tell me because if he would have told me first, I would have been like, no, back to bed.
Okay.
If I say it first, then I want you to cheer me on. But don't tell me what to do.
Okay, great. Because I was like, don't tell me because I can't do it. I don't want to do it. It's not going to.
She's in her 30s.
I don't ever got to worry about a neighbor man cheating because of what I saw on his phone today. I wasn't even looking. I was looking over his shoulder.
Snooping.
And I saw the very first thing he does when he wakes up in the morning after getting dressed. is he checks the stock markets.
That is some grown man stuff.
That's some, yeah, very grown man stuff. I'm like, you are getting old. Oh, my God.
Okay. Fair enough. But also, like, you're the same person who's brought up that you're turning 30.
Oh, God. You have you've gotten written it down.
14 times so far this week. Because I am keeping a tally. And yeah, maybe you don't check the stock market, but I have heard you say some...
What have you been hearing?
Old woman things out of your mouth. Well, number one, you have told me that recently that you've been into watching the news in the morning.
Yeah, so one of my favorite things is I get up an hour before I go into the gym, get my cross-stitching stuff out, and then I watch the news, and I slowly wake up.
Sounds pretty adult to me.
Mm-hmm.
And then yesterday, you went on an entire, I mean, rampage, okay? Not on the stock market, but on couponing.
Yeah, no, seriously, though, can we talk about this? How come couponing ain't the same? Or maybe I'm just not smart enough. I don't know. But, like, what happened to extreme couponing? You know, when people used to have binders full of coupons and it would just be pages and pages of couponing? I want to be like that.
Well, I think it's all like on apps and stuff now. So
well,
you just
gotta
need
find
to come
the apps.
Up with some sort of system for clipping them or printing them out. Oh my God, if you print them out, then seriously, it's time for you to retire.
It's time for
Let's Get Quizzical with those girls in the afternoon.
Stop what you're doing, put on your thinking caps, and get ready to win
nothing.
Please welcome your host, Destiny.
For me, the order of importance goes commercials, food, halftime, football. What about you?
I would say food, halftime, commercials, football.
We do not agree.
Well, here's the thing. Commercials all come out early these days, so whether I like it or not, I see them beforehand.
Uh-huh.
I gotta have a good snack. It's a good excuse for me to make a dip or something.
I'm that type of person who yells at people because they be talking to commercials. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
Quiet. I need to be able to hear this.
That's me for the halftime. I don't even care if I'm not the biggest fan of the person because I just love the production of it all. I'm like, I can't see if you're talking to me. You know what I mean?
It's like driving.
Yes.
You gotta turn the music down when there's like construction.
I want to see everything that's happening. Shut up.
Well, we got Super Bowl trivia questions all this week. And here's another one for you tonight. What celebrity was paid the most to appear in a Super Bowl commercial?
It's like a contest these days. Like, mm-hmm. Who can bag the biggest celebrity?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can text in your guests to 319-200-1029.
What celebrity was paid the most to appear in a Super Bowl commercial? No cheating. Let's just do this for fun.
Yeah, don't Google.
They don't cheat. They do cheat in NFL.
You don't know.
Don't tell me about the deflated football. Oh, I mean, come on.
Yeah, you're right. Okay. Anyways, not what this is about. You can text in your guest to 319-200-1029.
It's time for some Let's Get Quizzical guesses on Z102.9.
I can't believe Super Bowl Sunday is already this weekend.
I know. It doesn't feel right.
But it's here.
Thank God, honestly.
You're just over sports.
Well, my house was peaceful on Sunday because there was no game this past weekend.
And one more.
We got one more.
And then it's back to peace.
Until it starts again, because it always starts again.
Nobody's shutting down the NFL.
Well, I know. I know. I'm going to enjoy my peace and quiet on Sundays.
Well, we are hitting you up with Super Bowl trivia questions all this week. And this one tonight, what celebrity was paid the most to appear in a Super Bowl commercial?
You can still text in your guest to 319-200-1029. But so far, 48-29 said J-Lo.
I'm trying to think of which one J-Lo was in.
Well, she was in Duncan with Ben Affleck when they were together.
That was last year, wasn't it? Was it last year or the year before?
Yeah, in the last 2 years. I can't remember. Because were they together last year? I don't remember.
Who knows? I can imagine.
She was pretty bougie to have. Probably pretty pricey.
Mm-hmm. 69-30 said Post Malone. He's always in the Bud Light ones.
Mm-hmm. He seems like a humble guy, though.
He seems like a guy who says, I'll do it for free $99.
If you give me a case of beers, I'll do it for free.
That's what he seems like.
I bet he would. Jack said Dolly Parton.
Which one was Dolly Parton in?
Okay, so I didn't Google it, but I feel like I remember, I could be wrong, that wasn't she in like some phone company with Miley Cyrus? Was that a
thing? Was it Verizon?
Was it?
Dolly Parton Super Bowl commercial.
I feel like I remember the two of them being in something together. Dolly Parton and you're looking like I'm crazy.
I'm looking at a video. I'm trying to figure out what she was in. I don't know what she was in.
T-Mobile.
She was?
Yeah.
I feel like I remember I liked it. Why did I like it? Yeah. Was it funny? It was funny, wasn't it?
I don't remember.
Apparently not. I don't remember it.
Clearly didn't make an impact. I don't know. She was with Miley Cyrus, though, and this was 2022, it looks like. Not sticking in my brain, I'm not going to lie, but I could see her being expensive because she is an icon.
Why don't they use the fact that she still uses fax machines?
I think they did.
Did they?
You're bringing it back. Yes, because it's a phone company and she maybe did a fax joke, or I'm completely wrong.
If they haven't, someone should and be like, come on, Dolly, get with the program.
Maybe.
I'm just saying.
Maybe.
Somebody call me up if they haven't already done it. They probably did.
Yeah, they have been done.
Because we clearly can't remember that commercial.
Right.
What celebrity was paid the most to appear in a Super Bowl commercial?
Text in your guest to 319-200-1029, and the answer's coming up in less than 3 minutes.
Clearly, I drank way too much that Super Bowl.
Yeah. I mean, I remember the two of them together, but what were they doing?
Couldn't tell you.
I don't know.
It wasn't that memorable. I only ever remember the Post Malone one.
Of course. Yeah, that makes sense.
Well, if we learned anything, we learned that we really do not remember the Dolly Parton commercial.
I did. I found it. Still didn't ring a bell, I'm not going to lie. Sorry, Dolly. She's a queen. I can't believe
I don't remember that one.
I don't either.
Well, what celebrity was paid the most to appear in a Super Bowl commercial? Who is it?
And the Let's Get Quizzical answer is...
Beyonce was reportedly paid $30 million to appear in a Verizon Super Bowl ad in 2024.
I remember this because that's how she announced Cowboy Carter, right?
Yes.
It was like a random song. I remember rewinding and being like, hang on, what is this?
Mm-hmm.
This ain't just a regular Verizon.
Is this an album
announcement?
Yeah, I remember that too.
And then I was like all over Instagram, like trying to figure out what's going on. So it makes sense why she got paid so much.
Can you think about that? Not only did Verizon just pay $7 million, I think it was about $7 million last year,
yeah,
to get a spot.
Yeah.
But then they had to pay Beyonce $30 million. So they paid $37
million. At least.
At least. And I don't remember if it was played more than once. Right? Because if it was played more than once, now you got to add another $7 million. I mean, that is ridiculous. I could have bought a house. Well, multiple.
Well, you could have bought a lot of things.
We've been doing this show coming up on almost 2 years. And it is very, very rare if you and I ever have to say, Jinx, you owe me a corn on the cob. Because that's what we say on this show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't say Jinx, you owe me a soda. Jinx, you owe me a corn on the cob. It's like rare for you and I to think alike.
Yeah, especially to have like the exact same thought.
But we've been doing this TikTok, which you're going to see. I don't know. You're the social media queen.
Later this week.
That's her way of saying, I'll get to it.
I haven't done it yet.
We're doing this TikTok. You'll see it on our socials. Check it out. Z102.9, TikTok, Facebook,
Instagram,
Twitter, all that fun. Well, I probably won't get on Twitter. Who knows?
It'll be on some of those platforms later this week.
But we've been doing this video where we're asking all the jocks here, how long do you think the national anthem's going to go for at the Super Bowl?
Yeah, because even people that do like betting, the bets for Super Bowl are insane. And people do bet how long, over or under, or down to the second, how long that the national anthem performer is going to take.
And we got John Batiste doing the national anthem coming up on Sunday. So we've been asking everybody. We just shot our videos for each other.
Yeah.
In between songs. You did me first, and I said 2 minutes and 4 seconds. And you go, no, I was going to say that.
Because I was thinking, I got to have a number in my head, right? I have to have an idea of what I'm going to say. And you said 2 minutes, 4 seconds. That's what I was going to say.
Is that not creepy that we both were going to say the exact time of 2 minutes and 4 seconds?
It is random.
Does that mean that it's correct that it will be 2 minutes
Maybe.
And 4 seconds?
If it is, I'm taking the credit. I thought at first.
Okay, should we predict anything else? All right. On the count of three, should we think who we think's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Oh, okay.
Okay, you got one? I got one. I want to see if we think the same
thing. I don't
know
if I really care, but okay.
One, two, three.
Cheese. Eagles.
It's over.
We got to sign off for the night.
Thanks for listening to Those Girls in the Afternoon podcast. Hang out with Destiny and Taylor weekdays 3 till 7 p.m. Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, your smart speaker, or on the free Z102.9 app.